From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama confirmed that he is reviewing the 46 recommendations made by an independent White House-sponsored panel on National Security Agency programs. The president said he will announce new policies for the NSA in January. The intelligence agency has been broadly criticized for violating privacy rights with its data collection programs, as revealed by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden. From Washington, Priscilla Huff has more.
U.S. President Barack Obama is evaluating 46 recommendations from the Review Group on Intelligence and Communications Technologies and rulings from federal judges about the intelligence gathering practices of the NSA.
I have confidence in the fact that the NSA is not engaging in domestic surveillance or snooping around.
But he also acknowledges that Americans are not confident. In fact, the world is not confident that the NSA is not using the huge amount of data it has collected inappropriately. President Obama says the goal of the NSA must remain the same, to collect information which would prevent a terrorist attack. He'll reveal his recommendations in January.
And earlier, President Obama warned that South Sudan stands at the precipice. He's called on leaders in the world's youngest nation to stop the violence. His words came after political clashes spilled over into ethnic violence, in which hundreds have been killed, including three UN peacekeepers. Nina Maria Potts reports.
U.S. President Barack Obama has warned that recent fighting in South Sudan threatens to plunge the world's youngest country back into the dark days of the past. Some of the worst violence came in the volatile state of Jonglei. On Thursday, a small UN outpost in the remote town of Akobo in the east of the state was overrun in a revenge attack. Three Indian peacekeepers were killed trying to protect the base from the mob, who also killed more than a dozen government officials from South Sudan's most powerful tribe, the Dinka. The U.S. has also deployed 45 American military personnel to South Sudan to protect the U.S. embassy and Americans there.
Former jailed Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky has arrived in Germany after being unexpectedly pardoned by President Vladimir Putin. He was released from jail on Friday morning and immediately boarded a flight to Germany, where his mother is undergoing medical treatment. With reaction from Moscow, here's Tom Barton.
The dominant explanation is an attempt to ease international criticism of Russia's human rights record as the Winter Olympics in Sochi approach. The influential Daily Kommersant says security officials paid Khodorkovsky a private visit, warning him new cases were being prepared against him and that his mother's health was deteriorating, and forcing him to ask for a pardon. The other main point, featured in papers such as the business daily Vedomosti, is that Khodorkovsky no longer poses a risk to Putin.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. economy grew at its fastest rate since late 2011, with a final GDP revision from the government showing the economy grew much faster in the third quarter of 2013 than was previously expected. Quinn Bowman reports from New York.
Consumer spending helped push U.S. economic growth to one of its strongest quarters in recent years. It's yet more positive news for the world's largest economy, which is still struggling to recover from the 2008 financial crisis. From July to September, the economy grew at an annualized rate of 4.1%, revised from a previous estimate of 3.6%. A large part of the growth was due to personal consumption spending. That figure rose by 2%. The U.S. Federal Reserve expects the economy to grow between 2.8% and 3.2% in 2014.
And a U.S. Air Force general in charge of nuclear forces was dismissed over his alcohol-fueled behavior on an official visit to Russia. The reasons for his firing have emerged from the investigation into the trip to Moscow back in July. Other members of the American delegation were reportedly shocked by his antics, as Malcolm Brown reports.
According to the official report, the drinking started on the journey to Russia. Major General Michael Carey reportedly appeared drunk during a layover in Zurich, where he talked loudly about his important job. Things only got worse in Russia, where the report details late nights, heavy drinking, rude behaviour, and spending time with foreign women, who by his own admission were somewhat suspect. The general, who was in charge of America's ground-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, was relieved of his command in October. It's just the latest in a string of embarrassing episodes involving America's nuclear forces.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.